Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Cult of Gracie Radio, broadcasting on XXBN. I'm assuming Jane is already here. Jane?
No?
Hello, is Jane there?
No, this is David speaking.
Hi, David. Who else is on the line tonight? I'm looking for Jane.
Just me. I was looking for Jane or Grace.
This is Gracie, and I don't see where... I've got other callers here, but they're not responding. I had a difficult time logging into the software tonight, so my apologies. I'm assuming Jane is somewhere.
Yeah, that's okay. Now, what's this all about? I was on the computer, and this is...
Are you near the radio or the computer?
Yeah, the computer. It says it talks about cross-dressing or something like that.
Right. We'll be talking about that tonight as soon as we get Jane on the line here. But you're very close to your computer or your radio. I'm getting some feedback.
Yeah, my computer.
Yeah, if you can step a little bit away from your computer, otherwise there's a 10-second delay and the chatter kind of gets confusing.
Oh, okay.
Sorry
about that.
That's better. I'm waiting for Jane to call in. I just gave her an email, and hopefully she will be with us shortly. I will quickly mention that tonight we are waiting for Dr. Jane Vargas, who is an expert in many areas, but tonight we're going to focus on cross-dressing. I think this might be her now. I'm going to click the button.
Okay.
Jane, is this you? Hello? Jane? Jane, are you there?
Yes.
This is Jane?
Dave.
Okay, we've got Dave and we've got a bunch of other callers and no Jane. I wonder if she's locked out with the number of callers this evening.
I guess not. Okay, I'll call back.
Okay, when you call back, don't be near your computer because you're going to end up giving feedback and with a 10-second delay, you're going to be confused.
Okay, thank you.
Apparently Jane is here. She can hear me, but none of us can hear her. Hopefully she will give us a call in a second.
All right.
Let me try this line. Jane? Jane, are you there? We've got several callers online here, and none of them are Jane.
I guess not.
Okay, well, this is David, and I take it you are a cross-dresser.
Well, I'm not really a cross-dresser, but I do wear girls' underwear.
Yeah, okay. Well, you and I will start talking, and hopefully Jane will get in a second and be able to talk.
Okay.
I'm not sure what's going on tonight. I had a difficult time logging in to the software, so hopefully she'll be in soon.
Okay.
One of the things I don't know, did you listen to the show we did a few months ago?
Yeah.
With Jane and I? And one of the things we talked about, and hopefully we'll be able to talk about tonight, was the difference between cross-dressing and being a lingerie fetishist.
Right.
And so since you say you just wear panties, are you feeling that you're more of a fetishist than a cross-dresser?
Yeah.
Jane, if you can hear us at any time, shouting out, and we'll see if we can hear you. I'd like to mention that you are listening to a show in progress on XXBN, broadcasting via Blog Talk Radio Network, and that we are waiting for Dr. Jane Vargas to be able to reach us. She's apparently calling in, but we're unable to hear her. So we will be patient, and hopefully she will show up in a few moments. I know it's frustrating for everybody here. Technology is not working so well for us right now.
I wonder where she is.
She's here. I've got phone lines turned on. What I'm going to do, I'm sorry to all of you that have called in, but I'm going to hang up to make sure that Jane has room to get in and ask Jane to call back. And I will invite you to call, all of you listeners, to call back in just a few minutes after we get Jane back on. So, David and anybody else, I'm going to be hanging up now. You can go near your computers, listen to us live, and I will make a note, an announcement when you can call in. Hopefully that will get Jane on the line with us, okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
And we will hopefully get Jane back on the air in a second. Again, mm-hmm. My apologies with the difficulties here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure. Got a lot of callers here.
Do you?
Yep.
Wow.
David, you're supposed to be hung up on here. I don't know why that's not working. We must be having huge server issues tonight.
Must be.
Direct Blog Talk Radio. I tell you what, David, do me a favor, and everybody else that's called in except for Jane, if you would hang up right now and listen at their computers, and I will give you a note when you can call in just a few minutes. But I have a feeling that with the lines full, Jane's not able to get through.
Yeah, okay, I'll do that.
Okay, just call back in just a few seconds.
I'll do that.
You know what, I'll give the all clear.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay.
Once again, we're trying to attempt to broadcast a Cult of Gracie show on XXBN, the Blog Talk Radio Network, and we're having great difficulty tonight getting Jane to come through. I'm going to go through the calls right now and try for Jane to see if she can get on air. Jane, can you hear me? You all have my apologies. I am working the switchboard as best I can, but with the number of callers, switchboard is acting crazy. And one of the things we wanted to talk tonight specifically was to men regarding cross-dressing, but also women who might have issues or concerns or difficulty understanding if a partner has come to them. Jane, is that you?
Hello.
Is that Jane?
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
Hello. This is Greg. Fall on for Jane, will you please?
Okay, we're trying to get Jane on the air. Hold on just a moment.
She's trying as well. This is her. This is her phone. Hang on, Gracie. Here she comes.
Okay.
Gracie?
Jane, oh my gosh. Hello, the longest 20 minutes of my life. And you're there now, right?
I've always been here. I called at 10 up on the dot, and I believe you. I listened to the same music over and over and over and over and over, and then you came on like at 9:02, and I could hear you, but you could not hear me.
Okay, well, I've got you online now, and I think part of the problem was tonight is that we have a lot of phone callers coming in. They're very eager tonight to talk with you, and so I think
I want to talk to them too, but I called in on my partner's BlackBerry. I called in on every phone in this house over and over and over, and I could hear you. Oh, anyway, doesn't matter. Let's talk about cross-dressing. That would be a lot more fun.
Well, some of the things we talked about last time that I thought were interesting was this idea of cross-dressers versus lingerie fetishists. And I thought maybe you could explain a little bit about those differences, because I think, you know, as we're listening to one of the callers who did get through earlier was David, and he was saying he didn't think he was a cross-dresser, he just likes to wear ladies' panties. And so I would say that, you know, I personally don't care what a gentleman calls himself and when he dresses that way or not, but you must know of some distinctions.
Are you thinking that he's a cross-dresser just because he's, I mean, for the sheer fact that he is wearing a lady's garment?
No, I don't think so. But if he wants to call himself that, I'm fine with it too. I really don't worry too much about labels, but I think for some people, there's the label helps identify the purpose or communicate to others what's going on. So he tells me he wears panties, and I'm fine with that. If he wants to say he wears panties and is a cross-dresser, I'm fine with that too. But I think there are distinctions, at least in people's minds, that are doing this, what they're doing it for. And so maybe you could help.
Well, I think that there are, I mean, everybody wants to know who they are. We all identify with labels because it helps us understand who we are and what we're about. So I'm very sympathetic to the fact that people want labels. I mean, I'm the same as you. I don't care, and most of us shouldn't care, in quotation marks, but the fact is we all care. A fetish is distinct from different from cross-dressing in that a fetish is an attachment, a sexual attachment to an article of clothing or a body part that brings sexual arousal. In fact, sometimes it's even required for sexual arousal. Cross-dressing is much more around identity. We have an aspect of ourselves that feels feminine, and we want to express that, so we wear women's clothing. Wearing panties themselves isn't necessarily that, and usually isn't that. That is, there's a tremendous amount of arousal with a pair of panties or a slip or whatever the object is. But it's not about identifying oneself as in a female persona at all.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. I've spent a little more time with cross-dressing and fetishes than I'd say the average bear, although I'm certainly not as well-versed as you. And I do think the labels mean quite a bit, especially when you're trying to communicate to a partner about what exactly it is and isn't that you're getting turned on by. So for a simple breakdown would be the fetishist is turned on by the thing, which could be the panties, whereas the cross-dresser is turned on by the idea of feeling feminine in the panties. Would that be a good way of differentiating?
Possibly, but I don't usually find that cross-dressers have such a direct sexual arousal by dressing necessarily. They might, but it is more about the identity than the turn-on itself. Does that make sense? That is,
explain it just a little more about the identity piece.
Sometimes a man born as Sam just has a longing to be close to women's clothing, and eventually as a little boy he'll kind of experiment and he'll start wearing feminine undergarments and then even outer garments, because part of Sam is Samantha. It doesn't mean that he's homosexual. In fact, the vast majority, 90-some percent of cross-dressers are sexual and conventional in all other parts of their lives. You know, they go to church, they have a job, they raise children, they're attracted to women. But in this one dimension of themselves, they have a real pull to express themselves as a part of a female aspect that they feel that they possess. You know, it's not the same as a panty fetishist. Well, get out a pair of panties from his stash, and you know, just the very sight of them in the drawer will arouse him, and he just can't put the fabric and the seam in the back, if that's what he's into, or the ruffles or the design of it. It's very, very arousing, but he's not really going for it's not really a conduit to expressing a female persona that he feels that he possesses. It's a fetish object that is very directly tied to his sexual arousal.
I just have to make one announcement here. With all the difficulty tonight, I've been trying to sign the chat room on in, and it just keeps freezing. So if those of you that are listening, that are in chat, I am unable to see your comments there. If suddenly you see me show up, then you're seeing something I'm not able to see right now. But I want to apologize again for that. Apparently Blog Talk is having some issues. I just want to let them know that I'm not abandoning them there, but I'm for some reason thwarted. Back to cross-dressing here. So one of the things that, from a woman's point of view, before we let the flood of callers in, one thing I wanted to address is that I had a friend of mine who had a dating scenario with a cross-dresser. After a few months, he more or less, you know, I'll use the air quotes around, came out to her about this. And she was very concerned because her first thought was that he was gay, and that if he was really interested in men, there was no way she could compete with that. I think that's a very normal reaction for people who don't understand what cross-dressing is. Would you agree that that is something that runs through a female mind?
Right. When we were talking about labels, I think that, you know, you were saying, well, we need labels to communicate to others what we're about, you know. And I sympathize with that, but labels are so dangerous because they're loaded. And in the case of your friend, it's so true. You know, you say to a man, you say to a woman, I'm a cross-dresser, and you have no idea what kind of fury and disappointment and so on you're unleashing. You don't know because that term is so loaded. But the first thing that women always go to is my partner gay because he's a cross-dresser? And one has nothing at all to do with another. The other, just as anal sex, a man wanting penetration in his anus has no relationship to his being gay. Is that people just have, they mix things up because gay people have anal sex. Well, then if I want anything in my bum, then I must be gay too. It just doesn't compute. That is there's no relationship. Just as men who want to wear women's clothing sounds like he might be gay, but there's no relationship. It's a different thing.
And she tried to listen, you know, to what he was saying, but she just kept, it was so foreign and so different from her experience that she told me that she felt, in a sense, that she, you know, she didn't know what to do with it. And she felt that the more she talked with him about it, the more they were just going around in circles. She felt like they weren't speaking the same language after a while. Because, you know, what she kept getting confused about is when he wanted to be addressed when dressed by a female name. And he said, she said, you know, I can't start calling him Stacy without feeling that this gender play is somehow linked to something else that I'm not, you know, that I'm not capable of. Because she said, you know, now if I'm supposed to start treating him as a her, you know, she didn't know how to go about the sex aspect of it. Seeing him dressed up wasn't really an issue. She said she could probably get familiar with that. But there seemed to be a construction about how sex would then go, that there was a role that came along with this that she didn't understand.
Well, it's a pretty big leap from just a discussion about, you know, disclosing or coming out about cross-dressing to all of a sudden she's got to address him as Stacy and see him all dressed up. I mean, that is a huge leap. I mean, I would think that a man would want to take it in baby steps, that is, you know, try to explain what it is, what it means, and his earliest feelings around that and so on, before he just whips out Fifi, you know, and says, okay, let's have sex.
Well, I think and again, she was telling me this, and she said that she couldn't dare come on online tonight on the radio and discuss it, but she said, it was part of a long, you know, hours worth of conversation because she didn't understand it. And she was trying not to be shocked and just, you know, know. So she was trying to understand it. And through that, I'm imagining, as many a female can do, she dragged out of him every aspect of what does this mean, what do you want, how would we do this. And so it was based on her insisting to understand because she didn't have a starting place. So my question to you is that typical, that there's not necessarily the disclosure in the conversation, but that in cross-dressing there's far more role play involved than just a matter of getting dressed up?
I think that there usually is if a man is participating with his partner, because he feels differently. Sam feels differently from Samantha, and so he wants to relate to people differently as well, or relate to his partner differently. There's no question about that. So that the role play might be a lesbian role play, or it might be a you know, Auntie Jane is going to dress you up tonight, and you know, that kind of role play, or he could be the little boy being dressed by Auntie Jane, or it can go any number of ways for the couple to work out. But just because, you know, if she loves Sam, it doesn't, and she's sexually attracted to Sam, it's not a given that she will be attracted to Samantha. I mean, that's really one of the downsides of being a cross-dresser, is that you might have a partner who just loves and adores you and is wanting to do anything for you, but simply is not attracted to you in your female form. That doesn't mean that there's no place for the cross-dressing in the relationship. It's just that it might not be sexual, or it might not be as visible in the relationship as it might be for somebody else who is attracted to that.
So where would one take cross-dressing in the relationship? I don't know all the particulars. Let's stick with Sam / Samantha because they're fictitious enough for us. And he goes to his partner and says what he's into and what he'd like, and she says, I just can't respond to you sexually when you're Samantha. That doesn't work for me. Where does a couple go with that?
Oh, man, that's a big one, because it can be a real blocking point for a couple if his desire as Samantha is to have sex with her. Sometimes his desire is to just express that Samantha exists, and he might not need to have sex with her. If he does need to have sex with her, then it could be a blocking point, or at least a point for negotiation and compromise. Because you can't just create sexual attraction out of willingness. You can't just say, whoa, I really love Sam, and damn it, I'm determined to be sexually attracted to him and Samantha. And it just doesn't work, as you know. I mean, as any woman who's been there might know.
Yeah,
it could be a dead end to a relationship, but it certainly doesn't have to be. And for a man who's really on the fence about telling her or not, and I think that this is one of the reasons that men often don't want to tell, is because he thinks he's going to be rejected. But to not tell closes such a huge part of the relationship that really could be explored. It doesn't need to be explored it doesn't need to be explored sexually, but to be out there, to be open, and for a man to hear a woman responding with acceptance and work toward understanding is such an enormous gift to give a man who is a cross-dresser, that's often enough. I mean, it doesn't need to be that she's just all turned on by him, all dressed up. Because that's not a given. That's not, just because she loves Sam is not, you know.
Well, and I've heard one of the things, and I don't know how true this is, but I heard from a few men who said that it wasn't just a fear of being rejected that they didn't tell, about their cross-dressing, either practice or fantasy, was that by not telling it, it kept the taboo alive.
You mean that they didn't want to tell her because keeping the taboo alive kept the sexual aspect of cross-dressing alive? Is that what you mean?
Right. So whether they dressed, you know, when she was at work, or whether they went to, you know, websites or other forms of erotica to get that feed, but that the fact that she didn't know was part of the taboo, which was part of the thrill. You know, went back to, you know, trying on something of mom's or an aunt's or something, and the fear of being discovered in it.
Oh, yeah, the guilty secret of the naughtiness of it, that always fuels any kind of sexual proclivity that we have. But even though that might be the case, I would say that in my experience of interacting with cross-dressers, and I have many, many, many over the years, most want to be known. Most want to be known. It is, I would probably say, 100% want to be known. They don't want it to be a guilty secret behind their partner's back. They really want to be known. They want to be seen. They want to be heard. They want to be accepted, even if it's not, even if understanding is a hard place for her to get to. They want to at least be accepted as, this is what I'm about. It's so fraught with misunderstanding. And I just wish that, there were, you know, millions of women listening who we could just say, well, just be open. You know, don't condemn it quite yet. Let's just be open to it. It might not mean what you think it means. It might not be that scary of a place to go. There are many, many, many wonderful things about all the cross-dressers in the world. I've found that they're very empathic, understanding where a woman is coming from, which is really a nice way to communicate with a man when you can address a female part of your partner. Loving. There's a gentleness, and to me, cross-dressing is sexy. I can't say that that's true for every. That's not a place every woman can get to, but I certainly think that just offering acceptance opens up a cross-dresser's world enormously. And women will say, I'm leaving you, but, you know, another woman will put up with some slobbish husband watching football all weekend, every weekend. And,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I think the rock and the hard place comes from, you know, first of all, I'm presuming that people are going to be open-minded to have the conversation instead of just hearing cross-dresser and scooting for the door. But I think the rock and the hard place comes between when you said you're attracted to Sam, but you're not attracted to Samantha. And you realize that you're not going to be able to go down that part of the road with someone. How do you feed them to feel accepted and have them do that without feeling turned off or having your sex life falter because you just can't, you know, reach that point? What would you say are some small steps towards showing acceptance? I mean, we can all say, I accept you and love you for who you are, but what would be some things that would not be going all the way to sex and calling her Samantha? What would be some middle-of-the-road things that couples could do?
I think first it just starts with talking about it. Just where did it come from? And I mean, you can't believe how private and how secretive a cross-dresser's life has had to be. So getting to the point of sex is really, really, I mean, if this exists on a continuum, you're talking about somebody who's never told anybody. And in a lingerie survey I did a few years ago, some men I interviewed had never, ever said the words to anybody until they talked with me, a sex researcher, and said, I'm a cross-dresser. And that's huge. I mean, going from that point to let's have mutually satisfying sex is an enormous road, and not all cross-dressers would expect that or even perhaps themselves feel comfortable with it. It's highly individual, highly individual. And especially if his ultimate fantasy in the world is, I want to get dressed up with my partner. I want us two to go out together as girlfriends. I want a lesbian relationship with my wife. But that's asking a whole lot, because she's not going to be necessarily able to go there with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
what you're saying is it doesn't, just like it doesn't necessarily, we hope, have to be a deal breaker for the wife or the girlfriend. It doesn't necessarily, not having sex with him cross-dressed doesn't necessarily have to be a deal breaker for the man either, right?
Right. Well, not all men who cross-dress are just wanting to do that in order to have sex. You know, when we were talking about the difference between a fetish and cross-dressing, or a lingerie fetish and cross-dressing, that I made the point that a lot of cross-dressers simply want to feel the feminine side within them. It might end up with a masturbation session, and it probably usually does, but that's not the reason for the dressing. So not all cross-dressers are saying, gosh, I'd really like somebody to have sex with, or I really would like to have sex with my wife. It's not so much a sex thing as an identity thing. It's more, I want to be known to this woman I love. I want her to know both sides of me and perhaps accept, and maybe even over time she can celebrate me. That's the fondest wish.
When I think of,
you know,
I think if most men articulated it like that, most women would be willing to do that. But some of times the conversation, you know, there's a little bit of shock to it, and then people tend to hear the all or nothing sorts of things in that conversation. You know, the woman races to, I can't have sex with Samantha, therefore he's not going to be happy with me. And it sort of puts the kibosh on things instead of saying there's a lot of middle ground here and just understanding that side of you. Most women are, like you said, very tolerant of other things that they should be less understanding about. Since we started late tonight, we might have to go a little bit over. We've got callers here, and they've been waiting for you for, like, you know, ever. So I'm going to start one by one, seeing if we can get them on air. First one I've got here looks like a Skype caller. Can you hear me? You're on the air with Dr. Jane. Are you there? I guess not. So we're going to go down the line to the next one here. There's probably like 20 guys going, yes, I'm here. And they're not turned on yet. Well, not turned on with the phones anyway. Okay, caller from area code 352. Can you hear? Can you hear Dane and I? Eric called 352. You're on the air with Dr. Jane. Can you hear us?
They can probably hear us, and we can't hear them, Gracie.
Well, if they're listening on the phone, they can hear us, and then I turn them on, and they should be able to speak and come through, but they're not. Okay, so we're going to turn that one and go to another one. Looks like a Skype caller. Trying to turn their line on for them. If you called in and you're a Skype caller, say hello. You're on the air. Hello, you're on the air with Dr. Jane and Gracie. Such a shame. Losing people. Well, maybe they'll be calling back in. My guess is they stayed on the line, walked away to their computers, and forgot they have their phones on. Hopefully they'll call back in. I will check. I was able to get into chat here, and someone is saying, is this Jane's blog? No, this is not Jane's blog. This is XXBN Broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio. Jane, we know that you've started blogs. Have you kept up with any?
You really had to go there, didn't you?
He just couldn't resist.
Slip of a girl said, if I said one thing tonight, I had to nag you about not blogging.
You know what? There's something about blogging that I have a block. I'm a blocked blogger. I just don't quite feel inspired that way. I don't know. I'll tell you the truth. If I could just post my emails on a blog, I'd be blogging like crazy. Because today I had an amazing interaction with a woman who said, I know you're on the radio tonight. I'm dying to talk with you, and this is my thing. And, we just fired back and forth these emails that were so rich. And, unfortunately, she can't call tonight. But that inspires me. To interact inspires me. To just be a voice in the wind out there by myself in a field coming up with some thought
is not inspirational to
me.
If you take the sorts of, without anyone's permission, if you can generalize some of the conversation and post as a starting point in the conversation, they will come. You know, that's something that will happen. I've got another caller here, and we're going to try and see if caller from area code 352 can hear us again. Are you there, caller? If you're calling from area code 352, you're on the air. Can you hear us? And can you speak?
I'm telling you, everybody's going to have the same problem I had. We called over and over and over. And just every single time I called, I could hear you. I could hear Dave talking at the beginning. I could hear the music before you came on. I could hear everything, but nobody could hear me.
I have turned on now 3 phone lines. So if any of you have called in, would like to start speaking, you're on the air now. We've got a Skype caller, a caller from area code 352, and now we've got a caller from area code 914. Any of you callers, go ahead. This is rather frustrating. I'm pushing all the right buttons, and they're not able to hear us, or they're not able to have us hear them. Such a shame. We've got people in chat, too. I can read your post in chat if you are unable to make it through on the phone line. Can you hear me? I've got a caller from area code 410.
I've got another caller there, and we're going to try.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. Who is this?
I'm the caller woman that emailed Jane today.
Oh,
you're kidding.
Can you hear
I'm
me?
I'm so glad you called. Yes, can
Jane,
you hear
are
me?
You there? I tuned in. I found you online. It was difficult. I don't know how this works, so it was very difficult to tune in. But at the end of the day, I think I'm connected, correct?
Yes, you're on the air.
Okay, so we don't have any feedback? Because I've turned down my laptop.
Yeah, that'll help because there's a 10-second delay. So otherwise you get very confused if you're on the...
Am I okay?
Yep, you're fine.
Jane, how are you?
I'm good.
Jane,
you can hear me, Jeff?
You did email me today, and you were extraordinary in your response. And I want to thank you for
that. Oh, you're welcome. I really thought that you called me on something that was very important. Just to summarize for other people who are listening, can I use your name or initials or how do you feel?
You don't have to use my name or initials, but you can use my situation, sure.
Okay. Anyway, she wrote to me and just said that she had been dating a man with a fetish and wondered if the fetish could affect his relationships and other aspects of his personality and character, and said that they don't date any longer, but they're trying to be friends, although there's still some sexual tension there. And
and that's where my email stopped, right?
Yeah, pretty much. And
Well, I didn't have time to respond to you, but you probably know how that happened, but that's okay.
Well, then I wrote back, and I said, let me see. I said, I wanted to hear, I would love to, for you to call and talk about your point of view as a woman who has dated a fetishist, been in love with a fetishist, and just the relationship just not quite working, and you kind of wondered if maybe that was because of his fetish. And
I, before she replies to you, I just have to make an announcement because we started the show late with all the technical difficulties. In about 8 minutes, the show is going to stop live streaming. We will continue to record, and you will be able to download and listen to the podcast later. But if you want to hear the conversation live, you should call in at 646-200-3136, and then you will hear everything on your phone. Okay? So if anyone's, the show will go dead in about 7 minutes now. It'll still be recording. We'll probably still be talking for a few minutes. You can call in at 646-200-3136 to hear everything. I just wanted to say that before you went on, and then I had to rudely interrupt. So
that's okay. Yeah, you're not being rude, but that means I have 7 minutes of Jane. Lucky me. Lucky me.
So well, go ahead and explain your side.
Well,
you
no,
said
I
something
think
about could it affect his personality and character, and I said no. I said that the fact that some people like an unusual flavor of ice cream doesn't have any bearing on personality, except maybe that my choice in ice cream is indicative that I'm a creative person because.
And I called you out on that.
Yeah, you said, well, wait, I really wouldn't put a secretive panty fetish as an analogy to an odd flavor of ice cream. And, of course, you were right. I had many emails today about people responding to the fact that I would be on the radio. And
fair enough,
but anyway,
Jane,
we had,
and I'm honored that I actually got through.
Okay, well, talk about your point of view with being with the man.
Well,
with
I was just curious. You know, it's interesting. I don't know how many women in my circle of friends, I have no knowledge of any woman that has had a gentleman with a fetish because we just don't talk about that. I would if the opportunity was there, but it's never. It's just not a subject that has come up, and there's not an opening. Most of my friends are married, and I'm still single, so I probably have a different perspective and a different experience at this age. But in any event, I was curious because of this certain individual, because of the fetish, I wondered if, which what I was receptive to. I actually, as Jane, I indicated to you, I found it quite sexy. I didn't consider it to be gay of any circumstance. I just thought it was just something intimate and in the bedroom that was sexual of nature, and I went with it and found it to be quite, after a period of time, quite fun. Please interject.
Oh, well, I was going to say that I found the same thing. I had never heard of a sexual fetish until I was dating a fetishist, a lingerie fetishist myself many years ago.
Exactly. Welcome
and
to my world.
It opened up my sex to something that was big and creative and fun and
yes.
Very, very powerful and extremely bonding with my partner. I really, really dug it. And I have been that. I took to it like a duck to water, and I have been enjoying that in my partners ever since. I'm with a man who's got a fetish now, and we had such a great time around that. It's really, really, really special. But God, I'm losing my train of thought. It's late. I live in Barbados, and it's late here. I've got a...
Oh, lucky you.
Yes, well, I fell in love with a man who's got a fetish, and he's a Barbadian. I'm very lucky that way.
Does he have a
I'm
brother?
I'm glad I did. Yeah. He's got four brothers. Come on down.
I am just going to mention real quickly, ladies, that again,
lose
that in about 3 minutes, the show is going to stop streaming live. If the show goes dead, that means you need to call in at 646-231-36 to hear more of the show. It will be recorded in its entirety, and you will be able to download it a few hours from now. We have a couple other callers. I'm going to see if we can get them on the line with us all tonight. Again,
yes.
This is another caller from...
May I make a comment?
Sure. I'm just going to try and...
Other callers as well and your listeners, I never thought that this gentleman was gay. And when I was listening to your initial broadcast, there seemed to be, a tendency or a subject matter that was the case. And I never, that never entered that my mind that this gentleman was gay. And in fact, I have found, because I'm still single and I've, dated other men, I think men, if allowed to be open to different, scenarios, if you give him an opening, would do it. This gentleman offered it up to me. I never expected him to have a panty fetish. I had no idea, but it never entered my mind when he wanted to wear my panties. It didn't dawn on me that he was gay, and I just wanted to offer that up. And I was wondering what Dr. Jane thought about that. If in fact maybe, I don't know, does a panty fetish, maybe there are gay men that love that. But I wouldn't think they would be listening to this broadcast if they were.
Well, I just think that
Does
you're
that
a more
sense?
Evolved.
Am I making
yes,
sense?
Yes, you're a more evolved woman. There's no question about that. And I think there are lots of men that I know who would love to meet you. I really want these other people. I really want these other people to come on the line. I was so much hoping to talk with Michael, Jim. Just so many. I wish that this hour weren't over. I wish it hadn't started so crazily.
Well, we are going to be on again next week at the same time, and we're going to talk about teas, but we could extend the time a little bit. We could start a little earlier maybe next week, maybe a half hour earlier so that we don't exhaust poor Jane, and see if we can get some of the cross-dressers who want to listen to them too, to the teas. I'm sure that'll be exciting for everyone. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Teas is always good. So we could do that. My apologies, I don't really control the switchboard. I mean, I control the switchboard for this show, but I don't control the servers in all of Blog Talk Radio. So sort of unfortunate that it happened. I wanted to address the point about thinking that a man is or isn't gay based on panty wearing or anything else. I don't think
I just thought maybe there was an insinuation there or maybe a question there that might be a possibility. And maybe there is a possibility. I don't know. But that was never a question in my mind, just being a woman who experienced a man who had a panty fetish. I don't think he's a cross-dresser based on what Dr. Jane has, basically taught us tonight. But, I'm open to it. I don't know. I wouldn't be offended because certainly whatever he does is something that he doesn't broadcast to anyone in his circle other than myself and maybe a few other women, but I really don't know. It was just something when I was listening earlier before I delved through, I thought maybe there was a question there that is that a possibility if other women, had a man
present the fact that the man
wanted to wear panties, oh, my God, is he gay? And I'd be like, no way, he's not gay.
Hold on just a moment. I just want to say one thing, and that is I got an email from a friend, a man I've communicated with for such a long time. He says, well, Jane, I called into Gracie's show and wanted to visit with you, her and her audience, from 10 p.m. until 10:50. We could hear her and you, but you could not hear us. What a major disappointment.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Oh, sorry. Well, maybe I've also maybe taken up too much of your time. But I'm really honored that I was on the line with you tonight, Jane. It was interesting that I truly just emailed you today. So
thank you.
I wish you well. Thank you for your advice, and I'll email you again.
Please do.
All right, ma'am.
Well, thanks for being on. I'm going to continue to try and turn on these other lines tonight and see if we can get anyone else to come through. And again, my apologies to anyone listening to this recording for the craziness on here tonight. Normally things are not so difficult. But, I'm not even able to get the phone lines to switch on right now. They're really having server issues. So my invitation to be to you then, Jane, do you want to start a half an hour earlier next week?
I would like to start half an hour earlier. Can we just talk about this, or do we have to talk? I mean, tease is a huge component of the sex part of any fetish. It's so powerful. There's so many things you can do that are teasing your partner, but that is like graduate level fetish. And this discussion is way more in Fetish 101, and I'd like to stay down here in Fetish 101 next week if we could, because it's the surface.
Why don't we do this? We'll start at, that would be 8:30 Central Time or 9:30 Eastern Time. And we'll start, we'll plan on an hour and a half, and we'll start with cross-dressing and see if we can get some teas in there.
Okay.
Because I know we're pretty much booked all the way up through the holidays, and I don't think anyone, I'm not going to do any Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve shows because I got a life too.
ladies, I'm still here, believe it or not. I was curious what you mean by...
I believe you're here because none of the buttons are everything.
No one else, but lucky me. What is tease? Yeah. What is tease compared to a panty fetish versus cross-dressing? What do you mean by tease?
Well, you'll just have to tune in next week, my dear.
Oh, my gosh. It must be paid. There must be advertising involved. Because I was wondering if there's a difference between panty fetish tees and just, like, satin materials and silky or something like
you'll
that.
You'll have to tune in next week.
Oh,
this girl is so insistent. We will have no problems next week. I've never had this many problems before on here, so I don't know.
Would you call or somehow communicate with these radio people? This is so frustrating. I took a nap just for this. I had a great time with you.
I will let them know.
I have got men I love and adore, and I will so much wanted to hear from them just to say hi.
And you only got me. Jane, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, well, and poor David got through and another gentleman, but they had to leave in order for me to keep trying to get Jane in there because there was just caller after caller after caller. And so we had to try to wipe through those calls in order to make sure that we were getting to Jane. So hopefully we will not have the problems next week. I will listen for anyone listening right now. I will make the following suggestions. Come on into the site, log into the chat room, and then I will make an announcement of when we're taking calls, and hopefully that will alleviate the start confusion. My guess is that the server got jammed with too many calls all at the same time, and it throws things up.
Well, that sounds good.
We're going to be heading out in just a little bit here. I think that given the fact that I am, no offense to the young lady on the phone, but I can't disconnect her, and I can't actually turn on the other two callers that I have. They could be desperately wanting to speak.
No offense taken. I hope I wasn't a bad guest.
No, you're not. No, it's just that everything is just frozen here, and so we just hope and pray that we're recording well enough to have this show be archived, even though it's a bit train wrecky, more than usual even. But I will make announcement again that next week, Wednesday, at 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, to come on in. There will be notices up at Cult of Gracie. I'm sure Jane will send another note out onto her list, and we will plaster the internet with this. But you can come on in to blogtalkradio.com/SWOPEAST, and you will be able to hear the show then. And again, sign in to chat. Start listening, and we'll make an announcement when we're taking calls, and hopefully that will alleviate the bottleneck here. I don't know if that was the problem or not, but we'll try to head them all off.
I don't know, but Gracie. Maybe we could blame it on the World Series. Do you know the score?
Excuse Excuse me?
That was I threw you a curve. That was a guy curve. I was just wondering, the World Series was tonight, so maybe that's why.
Oh, I have no idea. You know, like I said, I've had minimal problems with the switchboard here at Blog Talk Radio, so I don't know what the problem is. It could just be a general server issue, and we're getting, you know, bombarded
Brady,
by that.
I was
or,
just
or
teasing
what?
You. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. Well, I thank you for calling in, and I thank
sure,
you, Jane, for being patient for like a half an hour trying to get through.
No, that's a, you know, it happens. Stuff happens, and we'll just do it again next week. Just stay positive, and anybody who is wanting to tune in next week, please bring your favorite pair of panties, and we'll talk.
All right. Well, I'm going to sign off with the show tonight, put this one to bed, and
good.
Be ready, fresh
thanks.
For next week. So, again, 8:30 Central, 9:30 Eastern, an hour and a half with Jane. That means she won't have to stay up as late, but she's going to be on longer.
That sounds good. Take care.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night, everybody.
Radio. Good night.
Bye-bye.